Stellen wir auch Zukunft zu haben. Gemeinsam. Für die Teilnehmer. Und ich kann mich ja bekutzen, Love in the Avenue zu haben. Er will mir nicht sehen, die Ideen. Wir wollen einzelne Rebuhe. Und so um mich genommen. Und da muss ich am Rüsten nicht sagen, dass wir ja wohl noch im Jotel Wobbe, der Abzimmen haben wir noch im Rebuhe. Die Glaubte, wo sie dich haben, das in den Detail. So er konnte der Abzimmen, so die ist Reihe, in welcher ist Reihe, ich bin mehr als one woman, one wife, who is vain and who is better as people who is the only one, in der Melech Mel. And if, let's say, he marries more, than 18, so each one of them is like Abigail, it's coming in, so he's also high. So again, there too is the same way. The Rav Shimon, have a little bit of a do after, we should be clever to see the time. The Rav Shimon, we should be clever to see the time. Now here, the strange thing in Rashi Shati, he says, the Rav Shimon, he's very close to the time to die in the fire, so we must have a show me. He not took him back with us to come. He made so, he kind of one. So in other words, according to the Rav Shimon, so the Torah didn't take the Yossi. So then, I would say that the last of the Shati one applies to all of us. Solomon. So according to Rav Shimon, Smoget Apuchet. According to Rav Shimon, who is Doris Tami Kose, the Torah didn't say. So then, he would say that the Tam, we ourselves would say the Tam. And the Tam would define and limit the scope of Isa. So the Mela would say that only by Dynumis, but Dynumis are more dedicated to the Torah than that. So maybe according to Rav Shimon, that is Doris Tami Kose, in other words, the Tzad HaShvore, we should say that the Torah limits the love only to Zionists, because Zionists are more orthodox Tami Kose, are more dedicated Tami Kose than the others. But, so maybe if the Torah didn't say, and Rav Shimon is Doris Tami Kose, so that time, that only those who are orthodox Tami Kose, the love of his covenant life, so we would say it ourselves. So now why does the Torah have to say it? So it's a purpose. So obviously the purpose of the positive Yossi here is to be married. Adonai. Mashiachin according to Rabbonon. Mashiachin according to Rabbonon who are not the Rishonim before. So the Mele, we cannot say any Shvores in Yisya. So since the Torah says, Lois is Chatin Stam, so if the Torah didn't say the Yossi here, then I would say the price only. Even though it's mentioned next to Rabbim and to Yasei, that they have reference only to Dainum. Let's say, Hachitachimei, Yisichetlembri. But according to Rabbim, we don't say Dainum. So we have to understand the Pesukim of the Torah the way it says, without any Dainum. So without any Dainum, the Torah says, Stam is Yisrap. So maybe it should have reference to only. Now that the Torah says to Yosia, so it's not the first word. So not the first word. So the Mele, that time limits these. This is how he explains it. But the strange thing about it is, as he says, Rabbono Nisra Chomis, which is the time that I'm with the fire, the remote the Shogume is in Hadukim Bavir is Chomis Gemeso. So how does he know? So it's as he says, because the Inumes are more Hadukim Bavir is Chomis. That I understand, because the Torah says, so we see that the Zion humans were much more dedicated to the Abrizore than all the other humans. I mean, they are so dedicated, I mean, that we see that they sacrifice their children to the Abrizore. But Rashi mentions the Gemara, Rashi doesn't mention the prophet, he mentions the Gemara in Chul, Abrizore, Chovim shebichutz loretz lavim ze avizorein elomine gavisein bireya. Now this the Gemara says in connection with the pagans in Eretz Yisrael in the time of Chazal vis-a-vis the pagans of chutz loretz. So the pagans in Eretz Yisrael in the time of Chazal, in the time of the Tanoim were more oduk and more ze avizorein than the pagans of chutz loretz. I mean, what's the pshat? It's not a question. I mean, is it just a statistical fact or is something else? I mean, but this Gemara says in connection with the pagans in Eretz Yisrael, this man Chazal, what has it to do with Zayinumei? After all, Zayinumei and Eretz Chovim in Eretz Yisrael are two separate things. You can have Zayinumei in Chutz Laaretz, and you can have Shorumei in Eretz Yisrael. So, will Rashi, now as far as this Gemara, of Eretz Chovim Shebechutz Laaretz and Eretz Chovim in Zayinumei, so there is a difference, the Gemara mentions a difference between an Eretz in Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Chovim in Chutz Laaretz. Not a difference between Zayinumei and Shorumei. So what bearing does this Gemara have upon the question as to whether Zayinumei is a more or duch? If we say that Zayinumei is a more or duch in Abizoret and Zayinumei, then so that means only Zayinumei. But how about other Umei, that live in Eretz Yisrael? So according to Rabbanon, the love of Yitzchakman doesn't apply. No one will say that according to Rabbanon. So the love of Yitzchakman applies to every Yitzchakman that lives in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't make any difference whether he lives in Eretz Yisrael or he lives in Chutz Laaretz. So it's a question of Zayinumei versus Shomei. Not if it's a hobby in Eretz Yisrael versus if it's a hobby in Chutz Laaretz. So why does Rashi say, mention this Gemara? And then the other question is, but you can have Zayinumei in Eretz Yisrael. You can have Zayinumei in Eretz Yisrael, Zayinumei in Eretz Yisrael, and you can have Zayinumei in Chutz Laaretz. So the Mele and the Kod Rabbonah will be made there, that the love of the Chatzin applies to all Zayinumei, even the Zayinumei who live in Chutz Laaretz. So you certainly cannot apply the Gemara of the Chodesh of Chutz Laaretz to Adam and Zohen or Nidam Shem today. So one thing we can say, and that will be a big fear, insofar as the Mitzvah of Hachim Tachim is concerned, the Mitzvah of Hachim Tachim is concerned, so there is a machleket between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon as to whether the love of the Chai from Shomo applies to all Zayinumeis, or only to the Zayinumeis who live in Eretz Yisrael, but not to the Zayinumeis who live in Chutz Laaretz. So there is a machleket in Sechas Seiker between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. It's also mentioned in the Sefer Parshas Shemot. So according to Rav Shimon, the love of the Chai from Shomo is limited only to the Zayinumeis who live in Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't apply to the Zayinumeis who live in Chutz Laaretz. Now, Rav Yehuda say, oh, no, that the love of Chai Kom Shomo applies to all Zayinumei, even the Zayinumei who live in Chutz Laaretz. The Rambam in the Hadokah doesn't make mention of this thing, of this question. Doesn't say anything. But the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot, when he discusses the Mitzvah, Pachet Achimei, so he says, Laharei es Zayinumei sheyeshvu be'aretz Na. Shishu Be'aretzman, or Shiyoshu Be'aretzman, but he mentions Eretzman. So the question is this, I mean that child is raised somewhat. According to Rav Shimon, who says that the love of Mr. Chayim Kol Nishon applies only to the Zayinumei, so he's in Eretz Yisrael, but not to the Zayinumei, or in Chutz Laaretz. So what's the pshat? Is it just a special halacha in regard to Yitzchayi Kom Yishomo, that Yitzchayi Kom Yishomo applies only to the Zayinumei who live in Eretz Yisrael, not the Zayinumei who live in Chutz Laaretz. But insofar as Yitzchayi is concerned, so even according to the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon, who limits Yitzchayi to only the Zayinumei, but that love of Yitzchayi applies to all Zayinumei, even the Zayinumei who live in Chutz Laaretz. Maybe the pshat in Rav Shimon is that Zayinumei who do not live in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz are like Shomei. The separate halishev of Zayinumei is only in regard to the Zayinumei who live in Eretz Yisrael, but Zayinumei and Chutz Laaretz are like Shomei. They're not considered as different from any other one. So, Mitzvah, I would say that this halacha of Rav Shimon is limited only to Yitzchayi Kom Yishomo. It has no application to the love of Yitzchayi. And so even according to the Rabbanon of Reb Shimon, in other words, people accept Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon's din in regard to Chai Kol Nishomo. So even according, suppose Rabbanon of Reb Shimon here would agree with Reb Shimon's din that this Chai Kol Nishomo is only Mishayach, Ligabe, Zayinim, and Mishavah, Tzorah. So even the Rabbanon will agree with Reb Shimon's din, so, but they'll still agree that this happens of course, I would say that is an atzmorah. But if we are to say that way, so then the Rashi is more difficult. The whole halacha is if we say that according to Rashi, so the halacha by Reb Shimon that the zayinu is in the chutzlar, so there is no mitzchay kol nishomo. It's not just the halacha and mitzchay kol nishomo. That means the separate halishem of zayinu only applies to zayinu is not atzmorah. Zayinum is a good law, but like any other nation, as if they want now. If even though what they descend from Canaan, but it doesn't make any difference. So in Meile, Rashi is mentioning the remote shogun may be not looking at this comic nation. Kidikaim lo yit chomishe bechutz loret, lav yit chovimei, elo mine gavisein bia deya. So where's the kashi? But they are dead more of the Chavish of the Chutzlar of Lari, the Chavimei. And when the Gavim Tehlem the Yadayen is something that the Gemara says in connection with either the Chavim the Chutzlar versus the Chavim of Israel. Not Dayan Umim versus other women. But if we say that even regarding which is Chati, so according to Rabbanon, that which is Chati is limited only to Dayan Umim. So it's limited only to Dayan Umim about Israel and not to Dayan Umim of Chutzloret. So Mimele Rashi in explaining the Tam, why did the Torah utter that is Zayinumei? So Rashi mentions the Gemara of the Chodesh of the Chutzloret, Lavi is the Chodimei, and Lamina Gavi Seyem Yedeyem. So too, the Gemara says that in regard to the Chodim who lived in the oil of Yisman Chazal, and then it was a hair of a girl with oil and kulei, they were other. They were not necessarily from Zayinumei. You could have been from all nations, you could have been Chodim, Yisman Chazal. But we see that even Yisman Chazal. So the pagans who lived in the oil were more dedicated to Avri Zore than the pagans who lived in Chutzlaret. Why was it so? Because in the Eretz Yisrael they had a tradition of paganism, of the fanatical cult of paganism. What tradition did they have? Of the ancient Tanaim. So Mimele, so this is the reason why Rashi mentions in Gemara. We see that the ancient Tanaim were so aduk in Avri Zore that their influence remains even thousands of years later in the time of the Tanoim and the Amoroim. So even then, so the Avizore and Avizore were much more fanatical and much more dedicated to Avizore than the Avizore and Chutzlore. Why? Because of the background of fanatical Avizore. In the ancient times, who established that tradition of fanatical Avizore? So it's the Knaim. So yes, but if we are going to say that insofar as the love of the Schattenberg is concerned, so even according to Rabbanon, it applies to Zayinumis who live in Chutzloret, so it can't explain the Rashi. All right. Now, we didn't learn the other tasteless, but I want to learn just now this tasteless, and then Tuesday we'll go over the other tasteless, because this tasteless is a very important tasteless. And Tuesday we'll go over the other pages. Now last time we explained the Gemara according to Rashi's Gilse. Here. In other words, according to the Gilse that we have here so then the Gemara says, may the Mamdala have kosher Mamma will have. So we explained it on the basis of Tesis Shah in Rashi. They are at the end of the first bill. It is in connection with Rabat's deal, it is coming to Kiddush. All right. Now, let's see how does what the Pshat in the Gemara according to cases here. Kosova Rabbeinu Yehi Vichol Vehemet Abor Bat Yisroel Ovat Kosh. Kei Vierf is a Kuntres, Vichain Kosov Vereis Svorim Kam. Aber Bidushin Bishais Der Goeim Eir, Vereis Svorim Kosov, Havad Mamda. Vichain Vier is Osam, Vichain Vier is Ikal Yerim. So in other words, so cases here say is here and in this. In addition, Reine Kosova Rabbeinu Yehi Vichol Vehemet Abor Bat Yisroel Ovat Mamda. So then the Gemara says, nay, because I have a mom the man I have a this whole problem. This is the say in our text in Russian, and this is the deal say the faceless except deal ending this. Alright. Our reduce the bill with God of Adam, the Hindu is of the Hindu in Chowery. The Hindu is what I use for in a way. Have a three moms there. We might have a Shadin and Bosadi Kobi. They mom they read. Where is the Kobi? The Hindu is the Hindu, the Kobi is the Hindu, the Hindu is the Hindu, the Hindu ודוק עומר, כי אמרית כמה לשמואל, עומר, אם בינוך אבון ולתחוב עם כל הבינוך על לבנו, ואין חישי של לדושו, ולתחוב עמו, ולא אימם זה, ולא אימם זה. ולא אימם, now, so tasteless, except the deal say, ראי מקוטוב הרבינה. Since רבינה says, that בן ביטחו אבון ולתחוב עם כל הבינוך, that when he goes married in Israel, so the child is in Israel Gomor, is in Israel, not a goy. So it's a raya that Rabbeinu holds, if it's coming there that well about Israel, so Havlad is, it's Havlad Mamzer. So then we understand, because if the blood is Mamzer, so that means he's in Israel. You couldn't have the two of Mamzer as in one who is not in Israel. But he ain't getting free faith. So what does Avat Kosher mean? On the surface it appears that if we say Avat Kosher, so that means the kosher goes, every goes kosher. So in other words, why is it called kosher? Because if he's Nigaya, all he has to do is to be Nigaya. Once he's Nigaya, so he can marry back his royal. But let's say if one is a mamzer, so he cannot marry back his royal. So in other words, so that's Teisa Shite. So Teisa Shite here is that the Pshat Navat Kosher is that the Israel that is a good, and the Kosher to marry Bat Israel, all the girls. So then he says, so this is what Nimor says. Really, because of Rabbi Kolel about Israel, what mom? So then we understand this too. So then, if he's a mom there, so we can understand what Rabbi says. Then be trouble with Kolel Korobin, how is Israel? It doesn't require any girls. But the idea is, if Rabbi had held that he's kosher, so that means he's a goy, and he has to have geus. So he's not bincho. He's not bincho. He'll become a Jew through geus. So then the Gemara says, nay, the kosher lo yave. So the Gemara admits that certainly according to Rabbeinu, the kosher he couldn't be, because kosher means he requires geus. But there is no raya that Rabbeinu holds that he is a mamzer, mamzer name lo yave. Mamza Namale have it. So what? But Israel possible me. Nay the Koshale have it. So Mamza Namale have it. Mamza Namale have it. So what is he? Israel possible me. Israel possible me. So what's the Pshat Israel possible me? Koshanat and Mamza. Not, and what is he? He is in soil. He is in soil post. So what's the pshat? Not mamzer and not kosher. And kosher means that he requires geus. So he doesn't require geus, Rabbi. He says bincho. But he is still in soil post. He is soil post. So what does it mean, soil post? So then we have to say the pshat. In soil post, as Rashi says, in Dushin. It means, so Rashi says, Israel Posel, like the blood of Chayav Elavim or Chayav Yesed. What kind of a psul is he? So that's the Kalachina of Almonu Lekin Godel. He's Posel Ikun. Let's say there's a bath. I can cannot marry him. He's Posel Ikun. He's Posel Ikun. So this is the pshat. According to Tesis Yosef. Now, Tesis says, V'chei Mashmalil, V'koma Rabbi Yechanim Sefer Kameh, ויחולו ליצור, ויהוד הכל מה שהיא אמרית כאן לשמוע, לא אמר אם בינכו אבון לתחוב עם כל בינכו על הבנו. על הבנו. So, ואין חי שישים לקדושו, So in other words, the Yiddish Chovimu, the Loi Mamza. So in other words, so Tefes spells it out, that if we say Avlat Kosher, so then the blood of the Israelis, through an atom. Now, then, the Odam Rimmel Fehich Yishchayel, Gabel Leviyo, Shnei Sabo Mei Chovim, Gno Pota Mei Sloi. So the Gemara says, Loi Teimel Imam Do Amar Emi Zamin. We discussed that, Rashi and Teisus. We discussed it. And Loi Teimel Imam Do Amar Emi Zamin is a blood. And Lafi Imam Do Amar Emi Zamin, Loi Pos Lichre. So Rashi explains the Gemara, that Gemara, that Mandoma holds that if, that when is a, that, that Gemara holds that, that if, let's say, Israel married a Levio, Gemara, Gemara says there as follows. Omar Abade Barab, Levio Sheyoldo Bno Potter Meislav. If Levio has a child, so the son is Potter of Vinate. Viva Mama. Who is the father? Ile Yediva became the lady. My Ilya Levio. After the same Islam. Elo, the Yiva me disloyal, is the Hazel with a Hazel seed. Now that's not how the Ilkhat said, because we passed that even the father is the Israel, but he's the mother. Is a Levi or a Kehanes, so he's part of Pinaben. But this Gemara, according to the Mandoma, that if the father is the Israel, so even though the mother is a Baskin or Bas Levi, so he's higher in Pinaben. Because he's in Chesom Vitalis. So Gemara is a Kashe, the Iba Mima, Omar Pope, the Iba Milichot. So Rabbi Barabe has referenced the case where Levi was Misapo of Amigoi. So the Ben is Potter Meisloi. The Lui Teimah Levi Mando Amarei Mizamin is Avlad. La Filo Onda Oma Mizamin is Avlad. Levi Posel Mitre. So Rashi says that the Pshat Ei Mizamin is Avlad means the Mando Amar who says Avlad Kosh. So then it is needless to mention that the child is Potter of Pina Ben, of Meisloi. According to Mando Amar that the Avlad is Avlad Kosh, so then is he really? Is he really? But I feel the Mando Amar Mizamin is Avlad. That means that is possible. So maybe possible. All right. So we understand. But Teisa says the pshat is just the reverse. The loy teimali with the mandomar eimi zamen es avlad. Eimi zamen es avlad. So eimi zamen es avlad means the one who says that akuvel davobas is for avlad mams. So that means loy shatim loy posarako. Is he Israel because he's a mams? So that means he's not a goy. So mele. So he's not. So if he's a mamzer, so that means we shall give the rakum. Any zamen is a blood. So certainly. So it is needless to mention that he's potter. That he's potter face loy. So then he's a real levi. A levi a mamzer. A levi a mamzer. But he's a levi. You remember I mentioned that the Gemara in Gittin. So from the Gemara in Gittin, it's mentioned that if let's say a Levi was born at Elbow and he had a child, let's say Levi born in Shishish and then he had a child, so the child is a mamzer, so he cannot get laid. So there are two ways of explaining it. I say one way of explaining it is that Sukol is a koyel of Bishas Levi, because after all, and similarly of Bishas Kune, because Bishas Kune and Bishas Levi is it hisses Bishin Bishas Yisrael. So, stays in Dusha. So, in other words, he has more Gdusha than any other Jew. So, if someone is in Sukkot, so it's a spirit. It negates stasis Dusha in the Sukkot. In connection with the Shilas, whether there is a possibility of having a Kehen Manza. So, the Jewish Rashba says that there is no such possibility of a Kehen Manza. In other words, if a Kehen, let's say he was born in Shishish and he had a child, so he's not a Kehen, he's literally Tam of the Meitzim. So the Rajbo bases it upon the Kalachimer of Almon Lekin God. So just as Gemara says, the Almon Lekin God, that is possibly Kune, so the same Kalachimer at why, and the Gemara says that even Malibu the Rabbi Yeshua, that the Imam Zan Chayav Itzriches, but he's possibly Kune. So Mimele, if he can, was Bala Shishish. So he got on the base of the Kalachema, but one of the King Gobble. So he's Nishalom Nakun, Nishalom Nakun. And then I mentioned there is one Moshe in the Mir in Yidushin that the same B.A. is divided, so the Trilas B.A. is considered like B.A. Lisheino, and the Sof B.A. is considered like B.A. Shnio. So the Mele, if a Kehen was Boa Lishishish, or Kehen is Boa Lachese, so with the Trilas B.A. the Aroi, she became Meseine, and then with the Gmar B.A., so, and she's Nisabe from the Gmar B.A., so the Mele, so it's like Kehen Aboa Lazeine, so then the child is certainly a whole. But, and then I said that we could say another reason, because from that, on the basis of that Gemara in Git, that if a lady is a mamzer, so he cannot get laid. So it's possible to say because the true call is afkoyel of the tesis dushe of bishus levi'e. Some melee say afkoyel the tesis dushe of bishus kohune or bishus kohune. Or there's another pshat. It is special aloche in the Takone that we have to be Kayan Levi Yisrael. So what kind, so in other words, a Levi Miyuches, but if he's a mamzer, he's not a Levi Miyuches. So Mimele, he's not entitled to get the Taliyah, but it's not a din that the Psukol is Afkoye of the Teisei Gusha Lishas Leviyah. Now, according to Teisei, so we have to say like the other pshat. Because Teisei says, V'loi Teima Levi Mandoma, a Nizam in a Savlad. So according to this, means in Zamen Savlad is the Mandoma who says Mamza. The Mandoma who says Mamza. So that means, Lo Isha Dino Lepos Arakum. Is he Yisroel Gomo? Because Akum is Zuan. So Mele, so it's needless to mention that he is Potter of his Loi. According to Mandoma, that the Vlad is a Mamza. So we see, according to this Pshat, so we have to say that the Pshat in the Gemara in Gittin is a special aloche, regarding the Aliyah of Sheim, because that was Niska, regarding a Lady Miyuches. So if he is a mamzer, so he's not a Lady Miyuches, so he's not entitled to get Lady, but he still has Bishas Levi, because he says, it's needless to mention that according to Mandoma, a Mizamen is Avlad, so he's put off his loin, because he's a lady. El Lafino Mandoma, Mizaminus Avlad, Levi Posel Mitzvah. So even the Mandoma who says Mizaminus Avlad, there's the Mandoma who says Akhlev Gabobas Yisroel, Avlad Kosher. So what is the consequence? What does it mean? He's a goy. So he's still Potter of his loin. Why? Because Levi Posel Mitzvah. So it's the Rashi Nigre. Monefsheh. Of course he's Potter of his loin because he's a goy who is Mizgaya. Naturally, a poor, a goy, who is Mizgaya. When he's Nisgaya, he doesn't have to pay Chomis loin to the king. But not because he's a lady, but because he's a girl. So, the Gemara here says, Elatio Mandol Mizamis Avlad Levi Posel Mitzvah. So that's very strange. Now, Teisa says the same thing here. Vod Amrim says, Yishpere Gav Levi, Yishne Shaman, Levi Chorin, Bo Potem Yisloin, Bo Yitim Mandol Mizamis Avlad, Elatio Mandol Mizamis Levi Posel Mitzvah. Eim Ari, Di Mandol Mare Mizamin, Haide Mandol Mare Avlad Mamzer, Di Lav Gosarim, Di Chorim Shatin Olay, So I mentioned that kashe. I mean that kashe is raised by Rabbi Leger and Chemde Shleine. I mean they all ask that kashe. So I mentioned the Gemara increases that ches. So the Gemara says that Bisman Abayis, a year required to have to bring the corn before he became the full year. And now, Bisman Hazeh, when there is no Bisman Hazeh, so he becomes a full Israel without Torah. Why? Because the Torah says, Oy Deri Seichet. Because Deri Seichet. Kochen Kogeyo, Oy Deri Seichet. So now that there is no Korban, so all that he has to have in order to become an Israel Gomor is Milet Tfilet Kabbalah Smitzes, that's all. But Bisman Abayis, even if he had Milet Tfilet Kabbalah Smitzes, but he didn't bring a Korban, So he was not a full gear. So the Gemara says, we may all be called. Adelie, the Masye, Korban, we surely we may all be called. So the Shemukubet says that Ches, that Tes, in Chrisa says, What does it mean? We surely we may all be called. In other words, he cannot marry Bat Yisrael. So what does it mean? So the pshat is as follows, that there are two kinds of halachas of girls. There are certain prerequisites for this, certain halachas, certain requirements of idea that make girls, let's say mile, file, and according to tastes, so Kabbalah mitzvahs also. This is the thing that makes him into a Jew. In other words, if a ger will be mal himself, he will not undergo tefillah, or he'll undergo tefillah and not mila. So according to the Rabbonon of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, so he's not a ger, he's a goy gomo. So the mila and the tefillah are the things that make girls, that make girls. But then, now, there is one mandoma, Rabbi Elazar says, that if a ger was misgayer and he went through mila, he didn't have tefillah, so he's also a ger. But Rabbi Elazar is made that a ger is mechuyev to have tefillah. So what does it mean? So what is the significance of tefillah according to Rabbi Elazar, who says that he is a ger in Israel with mila alone? With mila alone. So we have to say that it's a mitzvah upon a ger to have tefillah. So according to Rabbi Elazar, tefillah is not a thing that makes him into a ger, but this is a requirement that a ger must do. Every ger must go to a tefillah. That's a mitzvah that is incumbent upon a ger, to be tevil sheliyav. But he becomes a ger even without it. We don't pass like Rabbi Elazar, we pass like Rabbanon. So tefillah and tefillah are the things that make him into a ger. But Kol, Alibi de Rabbanon is analogous to the requirement of Tvila Alibi de Rabbelez. Just as Tvila Alibi de Rabbelez is not the active Nidirus, but this is something that is Mechuyev Midraisa to do. He's obligated to go to Tvila, but he can become a ger without it. So, Kolben, Bismar Abai is the same thing. So, Mele, the halacha is that in order to be considered as a Yisrael Gomo, even for the purpose of being Nichmas Bikol, so the ger must do everything that is obligatory upon a ger. What are the things that a ger must do? A ger must bring the korban bezman habayis. So if he doesn't bring the korban bezman habayis, he's a Jew. He's muser hanor isurim and he's chayav onshin. But ligabei lo vidikol, he's a goy. Ligabei lo vidikol, he's a goy. So mimele. And at that time I showed that from the Rambam, I don't have the time, from the Rambam it's mashma that if someone is misgaya, and that we have many geirim in America like that, if someone is misgaya, but then after the geirus, he deports himself like a goy, so he's a Jew. According to the text, he's a goy. He's a goy. But according to the Rambam, he's a Jew, but he bats Yisrael cannot marry. Why? Because according to Tesis of Kabbalah's mitzvahs, is like Mila and Tfile. This is the thing that makes the girls, that affects the girls. According to the Rambam, no. The things that make girls are Mila and Tfile. But Kabbalah's mitzvahs is something that is obligatory upon him. He has to become a mitzvah. So Mimele, so it has the same effect like Kabbalah's Kol, Bismar Abayis. So what's the Aloche with the Gea? Bismar Abayis, who did not bring a Kol, he is a Yisroel Hodovo, except in regard to marrying about Yisroel, what would he call? So a ger who was Nisgaya, and he's not a Shema Mitzvah. So Mimele, so that means Kabbalah's Mitzvah is lacking. Kabbalah's Mitzvah does not consist in lip service, it means in commitment, in becoming a Shema Mitzvah. If he doesn't become a Shema Mitzvah, if he reports himself like a goy after the Geirus, so the Kabbalah's Mitzvah is lacking. So that means he is in Israel, but he cannot marry Bat Israel, and that was the chet of Shlomo. Bat Pari was Mizgaya, but she was a Geiris, like many Geiris today. In other words, she was not a Shemeres Mitzvah. So, Ligavi, lo we recall, she had a din of a goy. That was the chet and the image of Shlomo HaMelech, and of Shimshen, and so on. This is what I'm saying. So, Mimele, here too, we see from the Gemara, in Tushi that insofar as the halacha of Leilach HaPsuli is concerned, so it doesn't depend upon Yichet, that the child adopts the psukol of either parent. So Memeila Hakum Levet Abor Bat Yisrael Avat Kosha means is Israel. But he adapts the Psalm call of the Father, who is an Akum. So Mimela is Israel hold of all, but we got the love to be called, he's a boy. So Mimela, that's why the Gemara says we be possible to me. All right, the tapes, we didn't learn the tapes from the Mishnah. Mishnah is that from Beis HaMedalot. Mishnah is Shliach, Mikol Mokim Zeshi Zeshi Zeshi. Before in the forest, I saw your mamza. Vim Teima Mereshish Marim Elo, that the mamza is a gate, but it's really not no mamza, the Chalesel of Zavene, so we see that is a gate. Yesh Leima, Vim Yosom Ava Mine Kishe Shnei Mamza. Avo Kishochiv Ames Kosea, Inochiv Mamza, Vedi Kishtei. So come on, that even when the Ochiv Ames is the Kosea, so the Ochiv Apostle is still Zeki Kisish. So the Gemara says, Vashvili Mamza Pshite, Ochivu. Kaima Amai Pshitole, Goyis Rashapi, Vashmino and Mechayo, Vekvish Tzav Ochiv, Goy Matino Leo Mishi Yeshi 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 Because the Gemara has the Kashi and that from Gimel, that if someone is an Ach for Chayov Shrises, so it's not Mishyaches, it's not considered an Ach, so it's not such a double portion. Yishlim Adam Mosu Yishmiyoch, and the Michal and Yishmiyach Yitzchich, Mishim Adam Ophin and Ach Vach on the Yaakov, Mishim Hay Taime Yitzchich, Ben Eile Aino, the Mam Zapet Naim, so the name is Mishim Ach Vach on the Yaakov, the Lizoki. Und wir sagen, ich muss den Namen kommen. Wie ich den Namen doch ein paar Jahre schiebe, kommen die Tane auch in Pune Koldova, beschieden die Segen des Namen in Jesus. Und mich an, die Salge Deito, der Abel gab sie auch in Pune Koldova, aber meine Leben leu Segen. So that was so, the second Teres is a better Teres than the Kashi. Because it appears from the Gemara that from Himmel that it's not such a double portion. That the Nach, Michalowitz Rieses, is considered an Nach. But the Kashi here, the Gemara says, Pshite, why do they have to mention that the guy live, that they can live, won't he mention that he's Ochid? So the Meile, he's also not. And the Shana is also not, that even after it is established that he is this year, so we still could say, the guy live not. So that I'm going to Ochid, but I'm going to live not take it. We shall feel an Ach and Yaki. And what's the Ochid point? Wie auch in Bulchodoro, da in Gershon kam und in Pschitte, kippen die Säge geliebten, aber gerade alles im Teil, da kommen wir noch nicht ein, Kolschken. So ich liebten, so Kolschken und Schodro. Now the Gemara, my time, so you get this reference to the Gemara, Mishri Yishli Ben, Mikol Mokim Teitia, Mikol Mokim Asri Yamai, Omer Abdu Asri Yamamzea, so my time, no makro, ben in lay aino. Hoche li porich pshita di pnei, uki li porich liyu, pshita ochi. So, before, in respect to ochi, the Gemara said pshita. Here the Gemara asked, my time, why? Aber adara boye, my time, why mishin dishona liyu? So before the Gemara asked Pshite, because the Gemara didn't know of the possibility of Yalfuse from Yaakov. So, but now the Gemara knows already of that possibility, that there should be Yalfuse from Yaakov, Kosher not possible, behind the Mishim Bishon Aliyah, Nele Vach Vach from Yaakov, Loche Boy, my time will Yalfin in the Yaakov, the Lois Kuko, Vin Chain, Mr. Namely Potter. So the Gemara says, because of Ben Eli Alimut. So how do we know that even if Ben Mamzer Papers, so because of the Zakosu of Ben Eilei Aino, after that, the Stam Ochu Ben, Chavda Afilu Mamzea, Ki di Porich Liyel, Pshite Ochivu, Vochen Amelu Yitzlichu Ben Eilei Aino, Elu Mishum De Leila, Mibne Yaakov. Yaakov. But, so in other words, so here, so even though there could be a possibility of Yahusha from the Yaakov, but the Gnos HaKosuf tells us that any ben, even a ben posel, parted from him. The Hodi Yitzchir Vizera Inlo, Ainalo, Haini Mishum, Vistam Zera Lehavel Zera Kosuf. So in other words, so we see from this Gemara that the only reason as to why we have to resort to a special Gnos HaKosuf of Ben Inlo Ainalo, that even if Ben Mamzer is considered as a Ben to Pater, is because only the Gaviyim it's necessary. Because of the possibility of the Yalfuzi from the Yaakov. But generally speaking, we don't even have to resort to a special Gnos HaKosuf of Ben Lein Ainalo. Because Mitzav the Pshutei Shel Mitro itself, Ben includes any Ben, even a Ben Post. But here for a special reason, because of the possibility of Yalfuzi from the Yaakov. So Teisa says, that's in regard to the term Ben. Masha'imke, in regard to the term Zerach, so they are even without any special Yalfuse. So we need a special posit to tell us that Zerach is reference in the Zerach posit. But without this special posit, I would say Stam Zerach means Zerachosha, not Zerach posit. So by Behod Yisrich, Zerach Inlo Ainolo, Hayim Yishin Stam Zerach Lo Yhavele Zerachosha, Kidoma Bishbush, Eilele Zerachosha, Zerach posit Munai, Zerach posit Lassim. So that means, so Tesis is pointing out that the term Ben by itself, without any Xerasakosu, without any special Xerasakosu, it includes even a Ben Post. But here, by even because of the possibility of a special Yalpiso, it puts it from the Yad. Zera is just the other way. Zera, so Zera by itself, does not cover Xerasakosu, only Xerasakosha. So in order that Zerah should cover even Zerah Apostle, we must resort to a special Zerah Apostle. That's regarding Zerah Apostle, regarding Apostle. So Apostle is included in Ben without a special Zerah Apostle, but it's not included in Zerah. But Neibonim just the other way. Neibonim having the Zerah Mashmeh through Neibonim. Because Zerah means the seed. In other words, so without any special posuk, Zera includes Neibon. Neibon, Mashinama Horsam, become a Zera Litzorko, Ligabei, Pasulim from Tumo, to be Machel with Tumo. So we don't need a special posuk. It's Neibonim Arein Kibon. Uben, Loimashma, Eloben Livab. Mashein came Ben, the Kiddush of Mikro of Ben, without a special droshe, is limited only to the first generation, the son, not to the other further generation. Uben lemash ben levadim. Kidoma b'yishnechi. Eil yalo ben. Uben haben. Ubas haben. Bas haben minay. V'nir aleri. The ma'ayin ol of the hoche, now the he says, the ma'ayin ol of the hoche, gabi yivin, eil yidreish ben abas ubas haben, she yiftem na yiv. So in other words, so the Ri established the principle that Ben implies the traditional mikro of Ben, the connotation of Ben is Ben himself, not Zebon. So in the Mele, the question arises, so in the Mele it follows, so it follows that without this special posik, when the Torah says in the Parshas Yiv, when the Torah mentions in the parasha of Yid Ben Engo, so that means Dafke Ben. It doesn't include Ben Aver. But Aloha is that even if the deceased brother was survived by Ben Aver, there is no Yid. So how do we know that? It could not be deduced from the Tribish of Mikro. Because as far as the Tribish of Mikro Ben is concerned, it means only Ben, not Ben Aver. So how do we know the Aloha? That even if the deceased brother was survived by Ben Aben, there is no yid. So we could say, from Ainolo, we learn out. Just as we learn out from Ainolo, that even a Ben so we could say, from Einor, we learn out, just as we learn out from Einor, that even a Ben Poshel passes of Yidden, so we could also learn out from Einor that a Ben Aben, so the Vishes is not, the Mirror of Yidden, the Einor of the Ochika, the Yidden, a Midrash Ben Abbas, who bat a Ben, she is the Mayim. King that Pinel has three months, because since it's not included in the traditional Mikros Ben. Ben Aben is included in the traditional Mikros Zerah, but not in the traditional Mikros Ben. So the Mayim, so we have to resort to a special posse. So the posse, what is the posse? Einor of. But Einor of is already applied to Ben Mamzer. So the Mayim, it cannot be applied to Ben Aben. King that Pinel has three months, who Rochel is three last year, Ben Aben, who bat a Ben Mayim Nachlo. The boy of Melaf, meaning even then, so the Rai is, because the Gemore has to resort to a special posse. That Ben Aben, Ubata Ben Yashin, Yashin, the grandfather, if we would learn out that from Einor, Gabinis, that Ben Aben is the same thing as the Ben, so maybe we could learn out Nachlo from Yidu, because the Gemore does learn out Nachlo from Yidu. So, Kidoma Rosham Gabi Bat. So in other words, the Gemara says that even if the Torah did not mention explicitly that the Bat is Yereshes Nachlo, so we could learn it out from Yidu. So if Ben Aben, the Tatus from Yidu, could be learned out from Einor of Gabi Yidu, so Mimele, we could learn out Nachlo also. Just as with Gabi Bat, we learn out Nachlo from you. Oh, so in other words, so Teisa says two things. First of all, that the Pshidish only calls Ben does not include Ben, the grandchildren. And then it's not learned out that the Ben Aben, who Ben Abbas, patterns from Yidu is not learned, is not deduced from Einor. So from what is it deduced? Well, that Teisa doesn't discuss it. Right now, being paid. The Midrash Yitzchak, Gabi Nachlo Lassuye Mamzer, Umeile Gabi Yodid Midrash Ben Aben. So, why don't we dash from the Ben of Nachlo that the Mamzer is Yerish and the Einor of, so we should learn how it's Ben Aben. Yesh Lema, the Gabi Nachlo and Tzor Lassuye Mamzer, the whole new et noyu, el din yivma vishal zaitach umeil ni Yaakov, ulo, so we don't have to resort to any posse. Gabi Nachlo, that Mamzer also Yashin. Uloch Alkom, Haudi Nachlo, also the Rabbi Ben Aben. Behold, the Poshitlen, the Yishnechuin, the Yidin Ben Ubaski, Adar, you know? So the question is, how do we know? The Gemara says, as it of a Poshit, that Ben Ubas is the same thing. They both pattern, the Yishin from Yid. So how do we know it? It's not included in the Pshitish only called Ben. And it's not deduced from Ayrolo. So how do we know that? Nira Levi, the Nafgalom, the Mocheshmei. Nafgalom is there, Shein Shmoy Mocho. Since the Torah says that the reason is why, the reason being of Yid, is because otherwise it would be Mocheshmei. But if the deceased father was survived by grandson, some male by grandchild, some male it's not the Mocheshmei even without, because the his generations can continue. Some male, we learn out from Loi Moche that the Ben Aben he patterns from it. Iname, the Basu Mamzer Shkut, Ubas Name, Nafke Maino. Yeah. So he says that Bas, so we learn out from Maino. In New Koshery, the Hegener Nukolema, this school may pass a mamzer, or kill him a similar mine or the bad, may he take a look for the mamzer, because that's all there is a special reason as to why you should say that the mamzer should not father of him, because I'm Akbar for keeping the Akbar for Marshall with the mamzer. He is Lema, kill the Akbar for each of the Dosha Afrika, less lonely. So we are mamzer. Heida, your Ishlok is Doris for the Mishachil to Mitzach, he did not look about being a mamza. So Teisa says in that Loshin that we learn out from Einor of both, that Vash has a deen as a man and mamza has a deen as a man. All right. Now, Kishosachu, Gemara is the Kashe. Why do we say that the father was Bali Shishish? So the son, who is the Mamza, is high Lakwa Sofi, but not the Bamko is Rebbe Ishmaisa Amho, the Mali Veteret, that when the higher only when also children, the Odo Malte Kanakrof, the Holy Abena Sishri Akhriobi, Rakin Suri Kalore, who's the Macy, Hotom Kishosa Chuba. In other words, the thesis is Chelik al Ramba. Thesis says that this aloha, that the children cannot become Shriach to beat out the Malchus against the father, except, or to be menaged the father, so except by Nisi, because it's especially the apostle with Sakhno is a Chasol. So that is reference only to a case of Osachu. Masha'im is an equity with the new children. So then, the son can become a shriach to execute the mouth against the father. The Rambam is chilish. I said probably it's Tolu in the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh, as to whether the Rambam shita is that even if the father is a Rosh Gomu, so there is still a chiyuv of kibbutz. The same mitzvah of kibbutz, even if he's a Rosh Gomu. The Rambam says, "Derech hei milches mamur malachim veis mishohoyu obi v'yinei rishoyim gmurim v'ibri averes afilu nitmadinom lehariki." So in other words, before Shea Ramba point out, because Mishneh the Radvat, they point out, in other words, that the Rambam is highly incantated. And in other words, that there is a chiyuv of kibudav. I mean, that's the Rambam Shite, that even by Rosh Gomu there is a chiyuv of kibudav. So Melee, even if he didn't do tshuva, so his son cannot become the shliach to execute the malchus against the father. Now, then the Rambam says, "Bamed lo amurim b'dnoi, avol acher shepo v'yitro, v'kiro acher shemit mardinei, avol kishe ose tshuva, hari ze pota, hoi v'hoi l'chunis." Then, the Rambam mentions again, now what he did. Ovar, ovi v'imei, ala v'yro shalei kinoleo, v'hoyo hu chazal l'chni adayonim, ishmi abesi, lo yake ito, v'chein mischai, li'u li'i ashliach l'ndeiso. So, I mean, here he doesn't spell out even if the father didn't do tshuva. But because of what the Rambam says, now he weighs on Moshe Rambam, infer that the Rambam has reference even to the Kinaloche Timu. He has reference even to the case where he did not do tshuva. The Chenin is Chayev Nidolo Yashtiach in Andesa. The Lui Prefeson. The Rambam said, in respect to Akon, he doesn't spell it out. But it is the same thing. So of course it's mashma that he has reference to Malchus also. Even though he mentioned that in connection with Rivaze Isom, but it's the same hour. Then he says, Lechele Naben Asishliach Lakeisi Ulikalorei, Chutz Memeisis Umatiach, Shalom Roteiro, Loisach Meil Loisachasol. Loisach Meil Loisachasol. So it could be that according to the Rambam, you see, according to Tesis, that when we say Holina ben Asishliach lo v'akeisi ulikalele, so it means kishe osa tshuva. So then it follows that if the father is a Macy's, so then even if osa tshuva, so it's muta. Mashenkin according to the Rambam, we have no raya, because according to the Rambam, so even if loy osa tshuva, so the halacha is in a ben Asishliach. So mimele there is no raya that by Macy's, so the son can become the shliach vezdi, even if osa tshuva. because we can say that he was a Jew and the father is a Tzaddik. So then the son cannot become a Shliach. And when can the son become a Shliach? Where the father is a Macy's, only for Yosef Jew. So that story in the Machlekes, between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam shita is that the Chiyuv of Yudav applies. The Chiyuv of Yudav applies even to a Rosh Gamur. And the Rosh shita is that it doesn't apply to a Rosh of an Eisim Aisam. Only the father is an Eisim Aisam, but if he's an Eisim Aisam, so then there is no Chiyuv of Yudav. Now, the yes.
So
it mentions the name of the smack, yeah.
So when he should say something is a rush of the top of the
sun. That's right, so the smack and the meal in Yivomis also mentioned that. We discussed it when we went over the subject of Kibdav in Yivomis. So the smack and the meal, they both say that when we have to resort to the Zirasakosu, of Kuchen Chalion Bichvedi, that he shouldn't listen to the father, to be the Aldi Vriteiro, that is, if the father tells him, now, go to the Bisakvores in the Kayan, and the father tells him, go to the Bisakvores to be Bitamei, because I want you to catch a few pigeons, and you should slaughter them, because I want to eat them. Mashenke, if the father tells the son, go to the Bisakvores, because I want you to be Mitame yourself just like that, so then we don't have to resort to Ipatik. So the Ramban also says the same thing. But the Ramban says we don't have to resort to Ipatik because there is no Chiyuv of Kibudav if it's not for the benefit of the father. But the Smag and the Miri say something else. They say because if it's not for the benefit of the father, and the father just rehachis wants the son to be able to retire, then he's a Rosh Gamur. So in Mele, there is no Chiyuv of Kibudav. What is that?
What kind of a Rosh Gamur?
Well, to tell someone, it's not, you see. There is a difference between telling someone to do an Aveira Litiyom and telling someone to do an Aveira Lehachis. So in other words, if the father tells the son to do an Aveira because of his own taivis, because he wants to eat, so the Yisrael is the Yisrael, but the Rosh Gamur doesn't become. Mashenkin, if he tells the son, just be able to be able, because I want you to be able to be able. So then he's a Rosh Gamur. So then there is no Chiyuv of Kibudav. So from that we deduce that the Miri and the Smag Achilik are the Shita of the Ramban. In other words, the Ramban Shita is that there is no Chiyuv, the Ramban, the Rashba Shita is, there is no Chiyuv of Kibudav. If it's not for the benefit of the father, if it's not for the purpose of accommodating the father, there is no chiyuv in listening. But we see that the smag and the miryachel. Oh, that's something else. But the Rosh mentions the raya. That there is no chiyuv of kibudav. There is no chiyuv of kibudav if the father is a Rosh. From the Gemara is a Neshach. The Gemara is a Neshach says that if he niach liyovi, let's say he was a Malvi Beribi, the father, and it's niach liyovi, the thing that he took Beribi, so then all the thing that he gathered and so on, so he's mechuyev to return it mishum kredo. So the more the kashe, but so why should we be mechuyev to return it? There is no shibud mechosim amitaltoli. Amitaltoli asked me when he stopped. So why should there be a chiyuv? We should be loving. He's an enemy of my samcho. So the more the terem, we should also chew. So the Rosh mentions this raya. So we see that by enemy of my samcho, there is no chiyuv of kibudav. So what will the Rambam do? What will the Rambam do with this gemara? So there are some achayim who say that the Rambam will be made that l'acha mise. So by in isim aishamcho there is no chiyuv of mechabdi l'acha misose. Now the Gemara says mechabdi l'chayov mechabdi l'acha misose. So the Rambam Shita is only in regard to the kibbutz of Bechayo. So only in regard to the kibbutz of Bechayo. So even if it's a Rosh Gomo, so there is a chiyuv of kibbutz. But lacha misosei. So there is no chiyuv of kibbutz. If he's a Rosh. Now, there is a tshuva, Rabbi Dov Dakeyem, he's one of the Rishayim. So there is a tshuva, a very interesting tshuva. Someone inquired from Rabbi Dov Dakeyem. Rabbi Dov Dakeyem is probably, one of the early Rishayim. So someone inquired from Rabbi Dov Dakeyem, someone whose father was a Mishumet, a real Mishumet, not just a Roshe, but a Mishumet, converted himself. So, and then he died. So the question is the son say Kaddish after the father, or he should not be? Is it possible to close the door? Should he say Kaddish after the father or not? So then Rav Nedon Dakeyem mentions the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh, whether there is a chiyuv of kibudav regarding his father who is a Rosh, and he is machia like the Rambam, that there is a chiyuv of kibudav. So the Meile, he says, so he still could say, but not in Shumet. So he says, since the Rambam says, if Rosh gomo, so there is no limit, even in Shumet. So according to the Rambam, there is a mitzvah of kibudav. So the Meile, he says that he should say Kaddish, but he says, normally, so his son says Kaddish only 11 months. He's not allowed to say 12 months, because then he's made alive and the father has to show him that he's a chayte. But in this case, when the father was in the shumet, so he should say Kaddish, does get 12 months, and even more than 12 months, you see. So that's it. But the question is, so now, Dachim, in order to answer the Kashi, or against the Rambam, from the Gemara in the Meshech, that the Gemara says, that when is the son mechuyev to return the chifetz that the father took the zele or the ribis and so on? So that's only if he did tshuva. But if he didn't do tshuva, not because in Nisim Aizamo. So they are forced to say that the Rambam who can see that lacham is so say there is no chiyuv of tibudav if the father is not in Nisim Aizamo. But we see here Kaddish, that lacham is so say. So what will Rabbi Dovid Akeyan do with this Gemara? With this Gemara, according to Rambam. So we have to say that even though the Rambam is made there, that there is no chiyuv of kibbutz av, la'acha misosei. By Nesim, I say, I'm Cho, so there is no Chiyu, but in Yitzhak Yum is there. In Yitzhak Yum is there. So why did Rabbi Dov Dakeyem base it upon the Shittes Rambam? So in other words, since, according to Rabbi Dov Dakeyem, he's not Mechuyev to say Kaddish, but there is a Mitzvah, since there is a Mitzvah to that. So maybe that's the proper thing. So he advises the son to say Kaddish after the father was in Shumet. So only Mitzvah Yitzhak Yum is. So he didn't have to base it upon Shittes Rambam, so why couldn't we say, even according to the Rosh, that the Mitzvah Kiyum is, and Mitzvah Kiyum is there is, so apparently, you see, according to the Rosh, who says that even Bechayov, there is no Chiyuv of Kibudav, so that means an Eroshe Nisim Aizamcho is Mufke of Kibudav. If he is Mufke, so there is no Mitzvah Kiyum is either. That's the Svore of Ramadan Lakhir. We see that he is Mufke. Mashenkin, according to Rambam, so the Chayov, the Izim Mechuy. So we see that the Roshe is not Mufke of Kibudav. But, Lachamisosei, so he's not Mechuy. The Mechab de Lachamisosei doesn't apply. So Memele, but since we see that according to Rambam, a Roshe is not Mufke of Kibudav, so even Lachamisosei is not Mechuy, but not Mechuy, but the Mitzvah Kiyum is, a Mitzvah Kiyum is there. Some even mention a riot of the Shittes Rambam from the Zohar, because the Zohar says that the reason as to why the reason as to why Rochel was so nenesh. I mean, she died young, I mean, before he arrived in Eretz Yisrael, because she was Mitzayah, her father Lovon, in connection with the Trofim. I mean, even though Hakavone was certainly the Shemayim, to be Mafrish the father, from Avedizore, and Lovon was certainly a Roshe, I mean, that doesn't require any riots. I mean, so still the Zeya says that he was Nenesh. So some of the Nisi Kelim mentioned that as a riot of the Rambam. Anyway, so this is, so the machlekes between the Rambam and Taisnes here is totally in the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. So apparently Taisnes Shite here, that Lecholin Aben Asishtiach Lovi Vakitzel Litalele is only in case of Osa Tshuve, but Loi Osa Tshuve Nat. So Teisves, Shite is like the Rosh. Vimtein, Bishloi Memalkis Mishkachas Lovi Mechuyev, Avol Kish Osa Tshuve, because when someone is in an Aver for which it's Chayim Malkis, even if it was Tshuve, that does not take off the Chiyum Malk. Elo Likalelei, Mishu Osa Tshuve, Rasho Likalelei, Afil Acher, ויש למה, אם הזכיר שם שמיים לבטולו, אוי אוסו דובו שנשחייב בנידו, אף על פי שאוסו תשובה, חייב ולא יליסטה. חייב ולא יליסטה. So that was, so here we see, it is chidesh, in Teisves. Now there are certain averes for which one is chayev nid. There are certain averes for which one is chayev nid. But, so Teisves says, that if someone was either an avere for which is chayev nidu, so even if he did tshuve, we still have to carry out the nidu. That's a big chiddush. Because nidu is not an enesh. Nidu is an enesh. I mean, the whole halacha of nidu is based upon psukim in Ezra. So of course, so the halacha of nidu is a kabbalah mission sinai. But it's not an enesh. It's not like Nisse or Malkes, which is an enesh. So what is the purpose of the fluke? What is the purpose of Nidu? What is the purpose of Nidu in order to correct it? To correct the person inside. In other words, if a person is an Avarian, certain Avarians, so Bezden has to apply certain sanctions. Sanctions against that person, against that Avarian, in order to change it. But if it is tshuve, so it's not necessary to have need. And then something else. So we have to understand. Then something else. Teisves mentions Haskor Hashem Shomayim Vatov is separate. Does anyone have a Gemara Nidor in here? No? Gemara Nidor. It's not necessary to go. But if there is a Gemara here, Gemara Nidor in here. It's not necessary. I thought that there was a shas here. Now, the Gemara in Dorim says as follows. Omar Afkonin Omar Af, that Zainon Beit Nor, Hashemei Askoras Hashem Pechavei Ritzorok Ben Adesi, Vimu in Dor Hu Atme Yirin, Shekol Mokim Shaskoras Hashem Nitzuy Yoshom Anius Nitzio, Vanius Kimiso, Shem Akimei Zikol Anashi, Vitan Yikol Mokim Yuschachom Yunei Yunei Miso Eni, Omar Ababe Havi Kami, Ine Kami Drabune, שמי להחיצה דאף כאסקור אז השם לבטולה שמתה דימוס מנעדה הר וישאל יו אל תבאפו and he immediately was matter to me just for a moment he didn't let us stay I mean the normal period of 30 days I mean he immediately was matter שמם נפלא שמם נעש השמי אז כאז השם לחביר את צורך לנדה יסן ושמם נו נדעו בפונוב עם עתיר לו בפונוב ושמם נו אין במידו לאפורה ולא יקרו Case this, and the dog says, Father, Amy, you do have four of the little room, tame it. Da bringen wir mit Gott nicht. Tut uns selber wie tut Joy. Pirisch laut. Tut in the shofar, because usually the needle was coupled with the blowing of the shofar. So tut uns selber wie tut Joy. Pirisch laut. So in that way, he can be matter the needle immediately. Hanne Miller, ihr Minute, die Gemara sagt. Abu in nach Jeruze, adichayro leo shamtet vot in jeit. So in other words, what if, let's say, he was mivadit al mikochem, so he cannot be matir the needle, and because of that he was misnade, so he cannot be minade, so basically he cannot be matir the needle immediately after he's pronounced, but he has to stay the needle for a minimum of 30 days. So the Gemara says, leat kehuse adichayro leo shamtet vot in jeit, so why is it here? So Ravune was Machia. He was Minade, the woman who was made to Shem Shemayim Atoleh, and immediately after he pronounced the Nidu against her, he was Machia. But it should be like Achia Huse, like Mivade Talmud Chochem. So Teisa says, V'yei Shleima, Hochaname Kivu Shemidu Ze, Enei Yal Kapore Be'alme, V'chayshinu Nolob Shalilayu Lidlahaska Shem Shemayim Atoleh, Ein so nidu, ein zeh nidu choshet kaf Yehuse, kishor aveiret. So, lochel olof nidu shach. So in other words, elo kishor aveiret. Lochel olof nidu shach. So in other words, so Teisves emphasizes that the nidu for meitzishim shemayim vatolo is because of kapor. So since it is because of kapore, so it's not necessary that he should stay in the nidu, in his state of Nidu for 30 days. So if the Nidu is because he was Mivadet Talmud Chochem, so then that's not because of Kapor. That's for something else. Because the Gemara says, after who says, so he has to stay in Nidu 30 days. And here, he doesn't have to, and Meitzishim Shemayim Vatoleh, he doesn't have to stay in Nidu 30 days. Why? Because it's only because of Kapor. The Mechayev of the Nidu for Meitzishim Shemayim Vatoleh is Kapor. The implication being that Mivadet Talmud Chochem, so the Mechayev is not Kapor. So it is something else. So what is the Mechayev? So in other words, so now we can understand the second kasha that we raised. Why did Teisves have to mention Shem Shemayim Vatoleh separate? Why? Apparently, there is something peculiar to Meitzi Shem Shemayim Vatoleh. So he says, V'yesh Leimav, V'yizka Shem Shemayim Vatoleh, Oy Yosod Dovah Shem Yishayim V'yidu, Avol Kish Yosod Juve, Chayev Eloi Mifta. Chayev Eloi Mifta. So he mentioned Dovah Shem Yishayim V'yidu separately, and this kish and Shem Shemayim Vatoleh separately. So what does it mean, Dovah Shem Yishayim V'yidu? Let's say like Mivadet Talmud Chochem. So Yishayim V'yidu. So there too, even if he was a tshuva, so Yishayim V'yidu. Now, so what is the Mechayim of Nidu? Now the Ramo in Yeradeye, in Yerukos, Yudu Gecheirem, so he mentions that, I think Marimins, so he mentions Aloche, that if somebody is chayev nidu, and then people say that if you be minade that person, so he might in anger shmad himself, convert himself. So he should not feel inhibited because of that from carrying out the if he converts himself, well, that's his responsibility. But Bezdin has to do what it has to do, regardless what he'll do. Now, the question is, so there are more paskens than this. Now, so we see from this that the Mechayev of Nidu, now there could be two Mechayevim of Nidu. One could be as a corrective measure. In other words, in order to change the person. And now in this case, where as a result of the needle, he might be made pesha al pishesov and become a mishumet, so certainly, so it will not be a good corrective measure. Still, we have to be minadi. Why? And needle is not an enish like misa and malchus. So why does Bezdin do it? What does Bezdin accomplish? The answer is needle. The mechayev of needle is not as a corrective measure. B'tiras tichochem. But the Mechayev of Nidu is B'tiras Mildamils. In other words, to deter others. Let's say, if somebody is, let's say, invited on the and if Besdin will not be minade the person who was mivadet Talmud Chochem, so other people will be induced to be mivadet Talmud Chochem. So in order to establish a nida milf, a deterrent against other people doing the same thing, the same avere, so Besdin has to be minade. So mimele, there are more patterns, even if it appears to Besdin that as a result of the nidu carried out by Besdin, so that avarian will convert himself, we don't care, because the mechayev is not the chochem. As a corrective measure, it's as the milse is the mechayev. In other words, as a deterrent. So true, he'll convert himself, but it will serve as a deterrent against others. And sometimes, if people see that person in anger, in reprisal against the needle, converted himself, it might even be a more effective deterrent. So they'll see what kind of a fellow he is. That person. So we see from this psak of the Ramor that the mechayev of nidu is not yichochet, but the mechayev of nidu is nida milse, and that's the pshat in cases. Because if the mechayev of nidu had been yichochet, so once they are valued in tshuve, why is it necessary to be minadeh? He already did tshuve. Why don't we want to come? So we see that the mechayev of nidu is not yichochet, but nida milse. As a deterrent. So Memele, even if it did Juve, fine. But if we are not minade him, so then there will be no deterrent. No deterrent, because everybody will say, we can behave all the Avinu Shebatol and then we'll say we do Juve, that's all. So that's the reason as to why Taisa says, or you also don't want to the needle, like let's say you want to Chochem, Avo Bishos or Juve, Chayev Lemita. And that's the reason as to why, if Besdin is another person because he was Mivazi from Chochem, so Besdin cannot be Matia the needle until 30 days elapse. Why? Even though he be Juve, but before the 30 days elapse, but it doesn't matter. The purpose of the needle is that it should serve as a deterrent. So when can it serve as an effective deterrent? Only if the person who was misnade remains in the nidu for 30 days. It's a substantial period. But if he doesn't remain in nidu for a substantial period, so then it will not be returned. There will be no mitamils. Alright. So that's why Tesis spells out Tiskashim Shemayim Vatole separately. Because in regard to the nidu of Mitzishem Shemayim Vatole, there is no aloha of 30 days. So how does Tesis in Dorin explain it? On the basis, because there the mechayev, you see, the mechayev of the nidu of Mivadet Talmud Chochem is nida milse. The mechayev of the nidu of Mitzishem Shemayim Vatole is not nida milse. Not nida milse. There is because of kapor. There is because of kapor. So the mele, if it's because of kapore, so it's not necessary that he should be in nidu for 30 days, even if he's in nidu for 1 minute. So that's already kapore. And something else. If it is, so then something else will follow. You see. So, Peter says, V'yesh leima, v'im hiskia shim shamayim v'atore. You see, and that will explain, again, to mivadet Talmud Chochem, so there the mechayev is mida milse, as a deterrent. So even if it did tshuve, Besdin still has to carry through the nidu. But suppose it didn't do tshuve, then certainly Besdin has to carry through the nidu, carry out the nidu. So Mashiach came in regard to Mitzishim Shemayim Vatole, so Tesis Midot says that the sole mechayev of the nidu of Mishmayim Vatole is kaporet. So then, Adarabe, when is the aloche of nidu by Mitzishim Vatole, if he's doing it? So then, he requires the nidu in order to have kapore. But suppose he doesn't do tshuve, he says, I don't want to do tshuve. I don't care. He was Mitzishim Vatole, and he's not sorry. He doesn't want to do tshuve. So then, what will Besdin accomplish by being Nadim? If he doesn't do tshuve, so he can't have kapore. Without tshuve, he can't have, so you can't have kapore without tshuve. So Memele, in regard to Mitzishim Vatole, when he's very thin of needle, that's the one he does shoot. But if he doesn't do tshuva, there is no needle. He doesn't do tshuva. Because it's Adam Mechayim of needle. But by Mevadet Al Tochem, so the Mechayim of needle, the Mechayim of needle is Mitamilse. So even if he didn't do, even if he did tshuva, so there is business to carry out the needle. But if he didn't do tshuva, certainly. Masheinke, vis-a-vis, meisi shishmayim v'atole, so the soul mechayev is kapore. So dafke when he did tshuva, then there could be kapore. But if he didn't do tshuva, so there couldn't be any kapore. So memele, there is no needle. So memele, Teisus couldn't have to spell that out separately. Because Teisus says, efter, or yoso doshin is chayev needle, avopi shoset tshuva chayev. Avopi, certainly, if lo yoset tshuva. But that could only be true of Dorosh Nisrael, also Dorosh Nisrael in Yidu, like Mivadet Al Mitzkochen, but it couldn't be true of Yitzchak Shishmai Vatole. So then, it's not Avol Pishot Etshuve, but only Yivos Etshuve. Because it's different Nidus. One is a Nidu for 30 days, and the Mechayev is Migdal Milfe, and one is a Nidu of for a minute, and the Mechayev is Kapor. Chayev is Kapor. Now the Taz mentions, that today we are not minad. We're not minad. I mean, all right, only lately, so a nidu was declared, I won't mention a name, against a certain Hungarian rov, because he was pegiah because of the secret thereof. All right, so it all has to do with the flower de mitre. So I mean, so they don't look up the dini, but the Taz patterns, he mentioned that in the name of Kadmeni, that today we are not allowed to be minade. After all, of David Vogel, the Rambam passed me. So, one is Chayv Nidu. We didn't hear, I mean, that the Bezdin of David Israel should be minade. I mean, who was Misnade? Spinoza was Misnade, and Oril Acosta was Misnade. By the David Israel, I mean, a few hundred years ago. But you think, I mean, that Spinoza and Oril Acosta were the only two Avayonim that lived? There were hundreds of Avayonim, and still no one was Misnade. Why? Because today, we are not allowed to be misnade. And the Taz mentions, because today, it's Riachsha Dor Elikach. And if will be nade everyone that is Chayev Nidu, if will be nade everyone that is Chayev Nidu, it's on the contrary, so it will not be a Midamilse, but it will, on the contrary, it will provoke many people into Averes and possibly into Shulchan Dorim too, he says. So because of that, as a matter of fact, even Spinoza, who was a Mises in Madiach, so before the Besen of Amsterdam, the Rov of Amsterdam was Reb Sholem Tamor, the Biragila mentioned him many times. He was the Rov of Amsterdam, he was the one who carried out the needle against Spinoza. So Reb Sholem Tamor so called Spinoza, and he said that if he will only keep quiet and he will not publish his books, so then they will leave him alone, they will not be minade him. And they even promised him his title. But Spinoza was so arrogant that he said that no amount in the world will deter him from publishing his book. So then the best of Amsterdam decided to excommunicate Spinoza. But why did he have to do all these things? Because there is aloche that today is Riach Shadore, not only today, 1976, but I mean even the time of Reb Sholem Amsterdam, so it was Riach Shadore. Why Riach Shadore? So if, let's say, if the Mechayev of Nidu is Nidam Milse, so in other words, the reason is why we have to be Minade certain Avayonim, let's say like Mivadet Al Mitzchochem or other Avayonim, so it's because of Nidam Milse. So you understand as to why today, so yeah, so we cannot be minade, because today it will not be effective as a deterrent. Because it's reachador. But if the Mechayev of Nidu had been as a corrective measure, so mainly why not? Let's say a certain person, a certain Abayan, through Nidu, he might be corrected. The answer is no, the Mechayev of Nidu is not the Hohe. The Mechayev of Nidu is Midamilse. And today, it is not Midamilse. As a matter of fact, when when Mordechai Kaplan, so I mean, who is one of the biggest musicians in Madichim for the last three decades, so when he published his book, Judaism as a Civilization, at that time, the Abudis Rabboni had a meeting, and they decided to be machinim, to be nabi, Mordechai Kaplan. At that time, my father, he wasn't present at the meeting, but my father was very angry at the Rabboni for being nabi Mordechai Kaplan. He said that if you will be nabi Mordechai Kaplan, then you'll become a martyr, and his influence will be so much more. And that's what happened. As a result of that meeting, I mean, my father was very angry. For some reason, he couldn't attend that meeting, but he was very angry at the Rabbonim. That was many years ago, that was 1932. He was very angry at the Rabbonim for being Gnade. Why? Because the purpose of Nidu is as a Migda Milse. So we have to see whether it is effective as a Migda Milse or not. If you'll be Gnade, everyone that is high of Nidu, you'll have to be Gnade. I mean, the majority of the of many Jewish leaders, communal leaders especially. So, but you can't do it because there is no Migda Milse today. All right, anyway. So that's the reason as to why Teisle says, "O yoso dovashin is chayiv nidu aval pishe also chuk," because the mechayiv of nidu is Migda Milse, not tichok. V'chiyesh ha'uva lifnei ha'mokim, v'pshite v'bishvil ha'ava, v'sinas ha'bal, v'yatkiya ha'mokim schuzno. ואם תימא ונעים סנועו היינו ראשו, ויהי סנועו לפני עמוקים. סנועו לפני עמוקים. ויש לימא דמשמלי, אהובו וסנועו בנישואל. ובשור מדבר, בלוי נישואל, נמה יש לשני איסא. יש לשני איסא. ורבי יסי ברבי יהודה אחד בשפרו ואחד בנכרובי. ואם תימא, ולא מולי קרוד אלוהי של ילדהו, דמפס איש אביך עונת כתבי ידי מי שסלו אביך בו, ויש לימא, יחווה מקמינן קרוא במסתבר צווי, ויידוח חווה מרבינן מנועדס חוץ, בין שמרים להוביכו היצא, כי איך למרבינן מן חיוב יקריס. ויש צודימור אסס, ורבונון מלימותי שיפחו ולקחו ומנעלו, סולנפקלו נועי שלו דרת עונר, ורבי יש רביוד אחד בשיפחה ולקחו, וצריך ויש מנו שיפחו משום דימה חי. So that's why, the Achise, from the Shifro, is not considered the Achise. The Avol in the Sichov in the Yisrechayis. So, generally, Yisrechayis, Eimeloi, we ask me the Sichov in Mishu Vishaycha the Mitzvah, Avol Shifcha the Shaycha the Mitzvah, Eimeloi, it's Riche. So what did it's Riche say? In other words, if we had one Posik, if we had a Posik with Abi Shifro, so I would say only Achise, our Abi Shifro is not considered the Achise. But Achise Meiret Kichovim, Minochis, is considered Achise. Because Eiret Kichovim among themselves, they have Yichet. So Meile, even when there is an intermarriage between Minochis and the Jew, there is also Yichet, I could say. So come ask me. So Viyash Mino Eiret Kichovim, I would say Mishishayach Adimit. So Thesis was bothered. Why does the Gemara say Viyash Mino Eiret Kichovim? Bishleime, when the Gemara says, Viashmila Shifro, we understand? Because there is a positive in connection with Shifro. So that means that the child of the Shifro is not Mishyachis to the father. Even though the father is the Evedivri, so he's not considered as the child, or as the legal child of the Evedivri. So we have a positive. But when we have it possible, Gabi Vel Shechovim, so why does the Gemara say, Vi Ashmina Vel Shechovim, Mishul Shaykh Adim Mitzvah? Because here we have the other posik doesn't spell out the Shechovim, just says, Bas Eishes Avichom. So Mishin Eishle Eishes Bo. But it doesn't spell out the Shechovim. So why does the Gemara say, Vi Ashmina Vel Shechovim, Mishul Shaykh Adim Mitzvah? La Vetzorich Lach, so Tehna says, there's a Teres. La Vetzorich Lach, Tzrichutze. The Shechovim will forage Bedi Bikro. Uvitaime kaime sage. So in other words, if the posik had just mentioned, I would say only the child.